Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Try the delicious new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt with rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics. Creamy Caesar sauce and melted provolone for a limited time only at Subway.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Oh, don't worry. We'll speak eventually. We'll say so. Just gotta wait for the music to run out. In a very good mood today. I have new underwear.
Whoa!
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Men do not buy underwear, but every 5 or 6 years. Women, I think they buy underwear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They buy like every week or two. They go buy some underwear. But we don't. So we wait if we have white socks till they're yellow. And underwear till the stretchiness is elastic is just gone.
Or a couple of holes in them and stuff. And yeah.
So.
You don't still buy white socks, do you?
I'm wearing them now.
Ankle socks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't like that?
No,
that's a good look, man. That's a good look. No, it's
well,
good...
you have pants to cover them at least. No, that white tube sock pulled up.
Well, with shorts.
Not...
Oh. Okay, but I like white socks. Well, you know what? We don't have to be ashamed.
You guys are old, though.
Well, we're older than you are.
I didn't think anybody bought white tube socks anymore.
So, I'll tell you what I do with my old socks. And I took like 12 pairs of white socks out of the drawer, and I put in brand new socks. And the only reason is, my foot size hasn't changed, but as long as I'm doing underwear, I just do socks, too. And I use the old white socks. I put them on like a mitten and polish the chrome wheels on my car. I'm sure you do that, Peon.
Sure.
Yeah, of course
absolutely.
You do. So here's what happened.
Do you turn them inside out? I would think the fuzzy part of the inside is the part you want to use, or no?
No, it doesn't matter.
Not necessarily?
It's just wiping chrome on wheels. And so here's what happened. I've had kind of the same drawer full of underwear for 2 or 3 years at least, and they're 40 to 42 or something like that, and they're boxer briefs. Not tidy whities, but tight with legs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I wear.
Because I don't like boxers. You might as well not have any underwear on because they bunch up under your clothes. I don't like
it. If you're like me, you're just way too big to wear boxers.
Thank you, Dan. That's true. And I am like you in that way.
I can't.
I don't like them.
No.
Boxer briefs.
Well, that's not
you get
true.
All wadded up under your clothes.
So just let it hang out the leg of your boxer. That's what I do.
Well, if you think that's comfortable.
I'm a boxer guy.
When you walk, it bangs against your knee. I hate that.
Well.
So, my wife saw me in my boxer briefs and noticed they're all saggy and loose. And she said, my goodness, you know, you need some underwear. I said, well, go get me some, woman.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. I said, don't just talk about it. Let's see some action. When I get home, I want to see some new underwear. And by golly, she went out and got some underwear because she knew if she didn't, what was coming.
Did she get you different color underwear? Different,
oh, yeah. She doesn't like color. White. Yeah. She gray, blue. Yeah. You know, kind of.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. She comes home with these packets. It's like a six in a packet or something, two of them. They're rolled up. They're 36, 38. Now, I'm now 38. Mm-hmm. At my worst, I was a 44. 36, 38 is tight because it's also for guys with a 36-inch waist.
Yeah, I guess so.
But there's a reason she did this. You can never please them. She now wants me to be a 36.
Uh-oh.
So her way of getting me there is getting me this underwear that's just a little, just barely too tight.
But that's what I wear. I wear a 36, 38.
All right. Now, you check this out. I said, these are 30. I said, you know what would have really been more comfortable was 38 to 40, that size.
Do they make those?
She says they don't.
No, they don't.
What is that?
It's 30.
I thought she made that up.
No, it's 36, 38, and then it's
40, 42.
40, 42, yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know. It's that's.
Well, you know what? Then I was going to accuse her of making that up, that they didn't have 38, 40s, and now it turns out they don't. No, I hate it when she tells the truth.
Yeah, because a while back, I lost a little weight, and it's getting some new underwear, and I got the 36, 38, but I was looking for the 38 to 40 in range like that,
yeah.
And they don't make them. You can't find them anywhere.
I don't know what it is. I guess it's because we don't buy it very often. Beyond, do you buy underwear often?
No. I usually get boxers for either my birthday or Christmas, and they'll last. I mean,
interesting thing is, I never go get my own underwear. That's what I have a wife for. She gets it. But when you don't buy new socks and underwear very often, when you finally do, just throw the old stuff out of the drawer. Wow, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
you put all and new snow white socks. It's great. And underwear that has never been worn. It's the best. There's something about it. So I guess that's one of the reasons I feel good today. I have on new underwear. I have on new pants. New socks, new pants. What could be better?
Man.
Life. How could life be better than that? New socks and underwear. So today, to me, is a great day because of that. To Dan, it's a great day because it is his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how old are you today?
40-18.
That's impossible. 40-18 would be 41 and a half.
No, 40-18. Like, no, you go 41,
oh, 50,
42.
You're 58?
40, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't know that.
What did you think?
I thought it was like 52.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that.
You act like you're 12.
Well, I know. Yeah. That's it.
But I would never have guessed 58.
John Londoff and I are the same age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. Now, I have a very special surprise for you.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Today is also the birthday of the President of the United States, yeah. Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
And it's also the birthday of Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
I have made arrangements, and this took a little work. He's a busy guy. I have him standing by on satellite.
Ooh.
Yes.
President?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob.
Great.
And when I contacted him, I said, Billy Bob, we'll set up a satellite connection. It'll sound like you're in the studio. Would you do me a favor? And I know you don't like to do this, but you and I have talked, and you said I did a great impression. So I would like for you to talk to Dan as Carl.
Oh, I kind of like to hear him talk to us like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. You know what he said to me? He said, Frank, I'm doing this for you. I know it's his birthday, but Frank, I'm doing it for you.
All right.
And I said, you don't know how much this means to me. So let me turn this. This is our.
And he only did it on our show because he said
right.
He would not
he does
do
not
it
like
anywhere.
It. I'm not too good at this equipment.
Okay. What do you got going there?
He said they're
going
to get me on here in a minute.
I hear him in the background. He's waiting to come on.
ATRS or St. Louis. I like him.
Billy Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this you, Frank?
Yes, it is me. And would you say hi to Dan Strauss? It is his birthday and your birthday. Or, let's say, Carl's birthday.
I guess it is. Let me check. Yeah, it is my birthday. Dan, are you in there?
Yes, I am.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Should I call you Carl or Billy Bob?
Better call me Carl.
Okay, Carl.
The Carl kind of mode today.
Okay, and happy birthday to you too, Carl.
What did you get for your birthday?
Nothing much. I get a German chocolate cake.
I heard about that.
Every year.
Oh, I heard Frank talking about it. He said it was better than biscuits and gravy.
French
fries.
French fried taters and everything, yeah.
Did you eat any of it?
Oh, yes, I did.
I wish I was there to get me some of it.
Oh, I wish you were
there,
too.
What's that other guy works in there? What's his name?
Eon the Peon.
He in there?
Yeah, he's yes. here.
Hey, Carl.
How are you doing, Pinata?
Peon. Very good, Carl. Thank you.
Well, I don't know too much to say.
Yeah.
Except my birthday, I'm 61 today. I was born in 1955.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yep, that's right. I guess I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they told me at the nervous hospital. They told me it was my birthday.
It is.
They turned me loose from a nervous hospital a while back. I killed somebody.
Yeah.
I don't do that no more.
Yeah, it's the president's birthday. It's Jeff Gordon, the race car driver. It's his birthday today.
I don't follow that.
Roger Clemens' birthday.
I don't know nothing about NASCAR racing. I do like baseball.
Yeah. Roger Clemens got caught roiding, doing some steroids.
Well, don't they all?
And it's also the dead queen of England.
Who'd she be?
I thought it was Queen Elizabeth.
You don't even know.
I think it's Queen Elizabeth.
You sound like an idiot because you said something you don't even know about it.
No, it was her birthday. I think she'd be.
I thought he was coming on here to say nice things to you for your birthday.
Carl,
what?
Oh, we don't appreciate, no call Dan an idiot. That's just, it's his birthday.
That's their job.
All right, Dan. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carl.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Back
goodbye.
At you.
Billy Bob, unbelievable. Man. Unbelievable. You. For those who do not know what that was all about, you have to watch Sling Blade. And I would say you should watch it. It's one of my five favorite movies of my whole life. It's just a terrific movie. Low-budget movie, but a great story. Several stories within a story, actually. So somebody else's birthday today, somebody big. It's you, Thornton, Obama.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else I thought. I've lost it. Well,
Nora Pfeiffer's birthday today.
Who makes the world's greatest German chocolate
and
cake.
And her daughter, Karen. It's her birthday also today.
And her husband, Bill. Bill brought one over before the show. And I'm going to tell you something. This is one of the five best cakes I've ever tasted in my life. I've eaten a lot of cake.
It is in my life. Unbelievable.
So there you go. I'm going to do a bit of business, and then can we take a break and then come back and get Mr. Londoff on here?
Sure.
And before you know it, it will be time for Scott Sherman. I always do that. Scott Sherman. Scott Schaefer runs Schaefer Auto Body, and I always do that. Scott Sherman's coming in right after the 4 o'clock news block. And every Thursday, the lines fill up. So my advice to you is 5 minutes or so after the news hits, you might want to go ahead and get on board and get in line because it's first come, first serve for the people who call. And the 4 o'clock hour, as we do every Thursday, he will do his best to help people who are in some sort of legal quandary or have a legal question or just don't know what the next step is or what they can do legally. Scott's pretty good about that. In fact, he's very good about it. And if he can't help you, he knows who can. You email him, he'll send you to the right person. My job now, and I'm trying to find I don't know if I'm doing everything I can to get you to understand how great a feeling it is when you feel like your property, your home, your business, yourself, your family, when they're safe. And there are lots of ways to feel safe. You can be in a place where there's never any crime. most people can't be somewhere like that all the time. You're going to, at some point, and even if you are, you say, well, there's never been anything happen in this area. Well, that's not a guarantee that something won't happen. And sometimes the perpetrator comes from within. It's somebody who works for your company, because those people know where everything is, how everything works. It's an inside job, which brings me to Gateway Lock and Security. They are in the security surveillance camera business. Now, if you just now have already said to yourself, I don't need any cameras, well, I hope you never do. But if you do and you don't have them, it's too late. It's too late. But whoever did what they're going to do has already done it. You don't know who it was. You probably may never know who it was. And there's also the great feeling of security when you can, at any time, from your phone, your iPad, see exactly who is where and what they're doing. Smart businesses have state-of-the-art surveillance cameras, and that's what they put in at Gateway Lock and Security. Smart homeowners have security, and there are different levels of security. You have a dog. You know, my take on a dog is, yeah, big dog bark scares you until the guy shoots the dog. Then your dog is dead, and now where are you? So now your only security is dead, and you're left vulnerable because you didn't have anything else. And there are alarm systems, and all this stuff is fine. But nothing beats top-notch, state-of-the-art security surveillance cameras. They are ultra-high definition. You can zoom in on the nose hair of whoever it is that's damaging, stealing, doing whatever they're doing. They have night vision cameras that you can talk to them about, where you can see for 50 feet in total black darkness. It still sees what's going on. You can have six cameras, you have three cameras, two cameras, eight cameras. There are all kinds of systems, and they'll go over that with you. And there's obviously a recording device that records whatever the camera sees. You can have the cameras active all the time. You can have them motion activated. They don't record anything until there's movement. And when there's movement, everything comes on. They're recorded. And they will explain how all this works. But I urge you, if you have a business or a home, and you know this is a good idea, then why not talk to the people who know what they're doing if you're going to have them put in? Gateway Lock and Security. Now, they do some other things. Oh, by the way, they don't work in Illinois. They're not licensed in Illinois, but here they are, and they're bonded, and they're insured in Missouri. They do keypad entries, exit alarms, access control systems, keyless touchpad locks. They re-key locks. They do all that stuff, too. Gateway Lock and Security. And the website is super easy. It's just the name of the place with the .com, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
All right, let's get a look and see how traffic's rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got an overturned tractor trailer blocking the right lane on westbound 5570 near Route 40 in Troy. That has traffic backed up to Highway 270. We're looking at slow traffic on eastbound Highway 40 approaching 141 through Mason. On westbound 40, you're already jammed up from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Eastbound 270 is heavy at east of McDonald through Lindbergh. And westbound 70, look for a slowdown between Earth City Expressway and 5th Street. Looks like we've got a slowdown now on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Midwest RV Center in South County. At Midwest RV Center in South County, they have all your accessory wants and needs, from rugs to chairs to necessities like toilet paper and propane. Midwest RV Center in South County, your adventure awaits. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Intercepted by Missouri. The Tigers have it.
It's a new era for Mizzou football. First-year head coach Barry Odom has his Tigers ready to tear up the SEC.
Wide open Brown. Touchdown, Missouri. And like that, points on the board.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tiger Network.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdown.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-400-5784. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-5784. That's 1-800-400-5784. 1-800-400-5784.
This is the sound of a CPAP, a bulky machine with hoses and masks. What's it for? If you have sleep apnea, you wear it so you can get a good night's sleep. Really? How can anyone sleep through that? It's worse than the snoring. Finally, there's Provent, the silent treatment, a clinically proven, doctor-recommended alternative to a CPAP that can actually fit in your pocket. Get a vital free guide by texting SNORE to 67076. Sleep apnea is more than simply snoring. It can actually lead to stroke, heart failure, and heart attacks. But Provent is an FDA-cleared breakthrough in the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea. The first and only treatment of its kind. Convenient, discreet, and silent so you and your partner can enjoy a better night's sleep anywhere. No sleep study required. For your free guide, text SNORE to 67076. Act now and you'll also get a special radio-only offer. That's S-N-O-R-E to 67076. Or go to TryProvent.com.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need Somabiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter Somabiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-600-5815. Strict limit of one per household. Somabiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be Somabiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-600-5815. Hurry. Call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-600-5815. That's 1-800-600-5815.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I feel bad for the people who just joined us because they just missed, live by satellite, Billy Bob Thornton. It was incredible.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And he did Carl in honor of Dan's birthday today. So you're the same age as John Landau.
Yes. Yeah, we're the same age.
Wow, what a coincidence. I have him on here now. John, today is Dan's birthday.
I know. I sent him a happy birthday wish.
Oh, he did.
Okay.
And he's going to be...
I'm bad about that.
He's only a month. You're next month, right, John?
Yes, I am.
One of the reasons I think I don't like for people to wish me happy birthday is I feel guilty. I feel bad because I don't know other people's birthday. I'm not good at that. I could put it in my phone calendar. I could. I just don't do it.
Leave it up to Facebook. It's just not that's the only way I know anybody's birthday anymore is from Facebook.
Does that mean you just don't really care?
No, it doesn't. It just means I'm not a Christmas card guy. I'm not a, hey, buddy, how you doing? That guy that calls all the time just to check in. And I'm not a, oh, happy birthday. I'm not that guy.
Ian's right. Facebook helps.
But see, I don't read anybody's Facebook page. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't care where somebody went for vacation.
You don't care. Oh, you just said,
no,
John?
But it's what I don't care about. I don't care about looking at a Facebook page. It's like, oh, we just went to Six Flags today, and Jimmy got all A's at school. Who cares? I don't care. It's a place to brag. I don't like it.
So you don't like when it's your birthday to have people call and wish you happy birthday?
No, I've never liked it.
Really?
I don't like it.
What is it about the day that you came into this world that doesn't excite you?
Because it's nothing special. Because everybody has a day they came into this world, and it's just not that special. It's just a birthday. And I feel it's
special. It's a special day. As a matter of fact, we in the Landau family feel you shall celebrate your birthday for like a week. Okay?
There you go.
You know, I mean, you know, hey, it's a celebration. I disagree with you totally.
I work.
I don't understand not being like excited about, you know, being born.
The one year that I worked in South Carolina, lived in South Carolina only for a year, I worked for a guy at a little radio station, and I remember I said one day to him, I said, okay, well, I'll see you Monday. And he said, no, I don't think you will. He said, Monday's your birthday. And he had all the employees' birthdays, and he made you take off on your birthday.
Wow.
How about that?
That's nice.
Oh, I thought that was pretty neat. Yeah, that was nice.
Didn't rub off on you.
Well, that's not true. If I had a company, I wouldn't.
You'd have thought, no, that's awesome. That guy remembers everyone. Maybe I'll just write that down, and I'll put it like you just said. You can put it in your phone.
But he did it to have a company perk. It's a little benefit of working there. I don't have a big company, a bunch of people to give off on their birthday. I just
you, so Dan.
No.
Were you offered to get
no.
The
well,
day
to, here's the answer. Today's his birthday, and he's here. He's not on.
I'm asking the questions here.
Okay. Okay? Sorry. Sorry, counselor.
This is cross examination.
Yeah.
So, Dan, were you offered maybe a little stipend for working on your birthday?
A stipend?
Tell him yes.
A little something extra?
Yeah. Yes.
He says yes because he doesn't know what the word stipend means.
Yeah.
Did you get a check? Did you get anything? Did you get a gift?
No, that's at Christmas.
No, yeah, Christmas.
That's at Christmas. Yeah. See, I make it up at Christmas by giving more than most employers give.
Do you remember, though, when birthday cards would come in the mail when you were a kid, you just wanted to open it up because you knew.
A dollar.
Didn't read anything in it.
There might be a dollar.
Yeah, there was going to be some money in
it. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, man.
When you're a kid, it's a big deal. My mother always made me every year a chocolate cake on my birthday. Chocolate cake with pecans in it. Boy, is that good.
Do you like German chocolate cake, John?
I like anything. Are you kidding me?
John likes to eat. He runs it off.
I love Mimi Landau's homemade chocolate chip cookies with Frank, haven't you had some of her cookies before?
I have. I actually have.
I mean, she's unbelievable. She's a great cook, great baker. I mean, the Landau boys and I, we just hammer through those cookies. Timmy's still home from school, so I thought like before you go to bed, a big cup of ice cold milk.
Mm.
And a couple of cookies.
Now you're a couple. How about 10?
No. I should probably sit there and eat like 3, 4, 5. But it's not good for you to eat that right before you lay down and go to bed. So I'm one. I have to limit myself to one. Moderation, Frank. You've learned that. I've watched you, man. You've lost, what, almost 40 pounds?
No. 30.
Okay.
And Mimi, I'll tell you what, that Mimi is a really good cook. When John's out of town, she calls me and goes, come over for dinner. I go over there
really?
And have dinner. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's great.
You don't go over there.
Well, you're out of town. You don't know.
Yes, I do.
No, how would you know?
I got security cameras.
They meet at a hotel.
Now, if Gateway Lock and Security didn't put them in, they're not any good.
Yeah. You're so funny. You know, the one time you were at our house.
She disabled them.
The only time you were at our house, that's when, your wife asked me when my mom and dad started sleeping in separate bedrooms. I mean, you couldn't have been. You were in the house for 15 minutes. You could, I have a question. I'm like, what's that? When was it that your mom and dad quit sleeping in the same bedroom and they went to separate bedrooms? And the look you shot her was priceless. You're like, I can't believe you're going to ask her that.
Well, I think she was asking for herself, probably.
Yes, she wanted some kind of guidelines as to when she could break out and get away from me. That's what she's looking for.
And so then she started talking about how you play video games at night on your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
She has the eye patch, and she still can't sleep.
No.
And then you went to another direction of talking about her being lactose intolerant, that when she eats a lot of ice cream.
We discussed a lot of things. She blows the tent sheet up at night.
Mimi and I are like, are in tears. You're like, you guys aren't even in the house for 15 to 20 minutes, and you've been laughing.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's just so much fun.
They are the Bickersons, though. It's so funny. Yeah.
And when she goes to bed, okay, when she goes to bed and turns the light out, you better not even have your cell phone light up the screen. She sees every speck of light.
Wow.
And she can't stand any light. Is Angela that way?
Yes.
Yeah, we
exactly
talked about
the
same way. If a door is cracked and a light from another room kind of comes through, turn that light up.
Yeah.
I mean, but she sees everything. Wow. And she can't go to sleep unless
she wears a mask,
dumb.
Too? She wears one of those?
No.
Oh.
No,
that would
dark.
Be an easy solution.
No, you're exactly right. That's too easy.
The first time I saw one of those was that guy that ended up being my roommate in college for 3 years, Charles Benton Musselwhite III. And I came up,
there's a name.
So went into his dorm room our freshman year, and there he was. This guy could sleep like a bear, grizzly bear. And he had the eye patches on. I just started laughing. He's like, what are you laughing? I'm like, I've never seen a guy wear those before. I've really never seen anyone wear those.
Guys don't usually wear that. That usually is a woman thing, those masks.
Yeah.
Do you know if he was he straight? Was he straight?
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one.
Mask?
No.
Nope. Have you ever?
No. When
what do you sleep in? A pair of like running shorts and a t-shirt, or
no? I sleep in nothing.
Pajamas?
Nothing. I don't wear anything when I sleep.
What?
Nude?
No. No, that is true. I don't. I don't wear anything.
But your wife.
Anything?
I have some running shorts, those kind of silky things you wear in the gym, and a t-shirt right by the bed in case I'd have to jump up.
Yeah.
I could throw those on, but I don't sleep in anything.
Black
socks. I only wear black socks. No, what?
At our age, your age, you don't jump up out of bed ever.
No.
I
misspoke.
Well, if he jumps up out of bed, then there's...
There's a fire.
Jump up out of bed, you're going to fall flat on your face.
I'm breaking my back.
Could be something left behind.
I've heard of more guys in their 50s and 60s that jump up out of bed. They have to go to the bathroom because we got to go to the bathroom a lot as we get older. And bam, they just lose a sense of balance, and they hit their head on their nightstand and get knocked out cold.
Now, I'm guessing you wear actual pajamas, tops and bottoms, a full set of pajamas.
Yeah, with the footies in them. No, I wear a pair of running shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
I do the same thing. I have shorts and a t-shirt on.
I wear nothing. Oscar has to breathe.
But your wife puts up one of those body pillows, right?
No, she puts a barrier. And, and Peon, I'll never forget this.
It's the greatest
line. The greatest spontaneous line ever when I said my wife puts a couple of pillows like a dam, like a when they do sandbags between us. And he said, the Great Wall of China.
Ian, you're funny.
Oh. Well, he was funny that day.
Yeah, that, no, that one day.
That was, day, that one day.
No, he's funny all the time, man. A lot of the times when I'm driving home, I'm trying not to fall asleep. I'm listening to the show, and then finally he finally gets the light in. And it's funny.
And what you just said there, that wasn't funny.
I did there, Ian.
I enjoyed it.
Gosh, my golly, but.
Let's talk a little business.
All right, let's do. We're having a great day again today. That's some more great AM and the PM customers, and a lot of people by hearing my voice, they know exactly that. I'm your friend. Mm. One guy this morning, Charlie. I don't remember Charlie's last name, but man, he just like verbatim. Some of the things that we talk about, and then he wanted to know. I had to show him the picture that we took of each other with your 57 Chevy shirt. That's a great looking shirt.
That you didn't notice.
I did too. Notice
no, you
didn't.
Hey, John.
So if I'd have said something like, "Oh man, Frank, that 57 Chevy shirt, I have to have one."
That's not what I expected.
That was weird.
When I got dressed yesterday, I knew I had to come to leave the car to have the. So I knew I had the shirt, and I deliberately went to find it. I haven't been able to wear it for years, and I thought I'll wear a Chevy shirt with 57 Chevy. He'll really get a big kick out of that. I walked in, we talked, nothing. And finally, I said, "Hey, what do you think about the shirt?" "Oh, yeah, that's neat. That's pretty nice." I mean, he didn't even notice it. It's
hey,
got 57 Chevys all over it.
I have to say something. Hey,
I didn't even really want to wear it because it's real loud and colorful. I did it for you.
Hey, John, yesterday I had a shirt on and it had cars all over it.
And I didn't notice it either.
I know. We were back in the back.
Unbelievable.
And somebody said, "Hey, you got cars. What is it, car shirt day?"
Yeah, I never noticed his Frank, either.
Yeah.
You guys don't call each other to see what you're going to wear?
No.
No.
Why would we do that? The business is good. Let's make it better. And by the way, to you folks who don't like to shop in the heat, your weekend is coming. This is going to be a fantastic weekend.
I know it's going to be great, isn't it?
Yep.
I love it. Chevy Cruze only 14.9. Chevy Cruze only 14.9. We're marking Camaros down. Do you want a deal on a Camaro? Now is the time to get a deal on a Camaro. 24.9 on a Camaro. Corvettes. Up to $10,000 off a huge selection. I think we have 10 Corvettes in stock.
Oh, now there's 10,000 off.
Oh no, you got 20,000.
I did not. No, I did not.
Yeah, no. This isn't this my like 30 seconds of fame right now?
Yeah. All right. I paid a sticker.
I pay you to be on this radio station.
Okay, I have to do what I do with my wife. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Up to $12,000 off 2016 Silverado double cabs and crew cabs. You better be sitting down.
Sit down, everybody.
Up to $14,000 off some 2016 Suburban. Yeah, we finally looked up and we said, "Hey, we've got like 50 Suburbans and Tahoes in stock. We need to sell them. Perfect time." But great deals on pre-owned vehicles. Interest rates are still super, super low. And here's the difference: you can go to a buy here, pay here, and you're gonna get screwed. You're gonna get 24% interest.
Whoa!
And they're gonna try to tell you that they're taking care of you, but no, they're not. You'll never be. That car, first of all, will not last the 36 or the 48 or the 60 month loan. Come to General Londo Chevrolet. If you've had a little situation with your credit, don't worry about it. We've got a team of 6 professional finance management. I bet we've got probably over 100 years of experience between the 6 finance guys. And I love, that's something I love to do. I love to get involved in the financing, take a look at a portfolio, take a look at the deal folder, and take care of that customer. Pick up the phone, send an email to one of our finance partners. We've got so many. First Community is one of them. Wells Fargo Dealer Finance, General Motors Finance, Allied Bank, and on and on and on and on. And you know what? And they will do a loan for us that they won't do for anybody else. Why? Well, 75 years in business, and they trust our opinion. When we say, "Hey, we've met this person," they're looking at the computer screen. They're not getting to talk to you, the customer. So, hey, we still take checks. If you want to write a check, heck yeah, we'll take a check. And if you're blessed, you've got unbelievable credit, then you're going to get a 1.9 or a 2.9 interest rate. So come along to Chevrolet. Don't go and pay crazy interest rates. We'll get you a loan, even if you have a situation with some credit, 9.9, maybe down to 6.9, in a brand new Chevy Cruze, Chevy Malibu, Chevy Equinox, you pick, and it's our job and it's our honor to help take care of you. So that's it. That's my plug. Now you can talk, Frank.
No, we're out of time. You
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. That's the longest I think I've ever gone with you not talking. 24-7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right. They're on the way. They're on the way. Thank you, John. Bye-bye. It doesn't matter how you phrase or state, he finds a way to, you know, turn it into something that upsets him.
Yeah.
Oh, well. As long as he stays on the air with us, he can do whatever he wants to do. That was John Londoff. You know where he is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Scott Sherman will be in here right after the 4 o'clock news break. I'm going to give you the numbers now, and if I were you, I'd call in about 10, 15 minutes so you can get on the screen. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. Now, as long as we were talking about cars, let's say you wanted to buy a classic car, and you need to borrow money for it. It's a car you've always wanted, a car you had when you were in high school, or your dad had, and it's been refurbished, and you want it. Here's a smart way to do it. If you're a homeowner, you call American Equity Mortgage, and you borrow the money using the equity in your house for that car, or for a wedding, or a medical expense is not covered by insurance, something that came up, some kind of emergency, or tuition, any number of things. That's one of the great, beautiful things about owning a home. There are a lot of things about owning a home. You don't have a landlord to answer to. You have something that's probably, in most cases, going to be worth more than you paid for it. You have a great tax deduction in the interest. One of the few tax deductions left for people is the interest part of your house payment, which for the first several years is a pretty big part of it. The other great thing is that you can borrow money using the equity in that house of your homeowner at ridiculously low rates. There's only one smarter way to borrow money. That is, you go to your brother, your sister, or your parents, and you go, I need $8,000. And they say, here, don't worry about the interest. Pay back whenever you can, no interest. Okay, that's the only better deal I can think of than using the equity. Talk to them about it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
All right, it's time for another checkout traffic with Tim White.
Okay, Dan, they are working with this accident. It's on westbound 5570, and it is near Highway 40. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Traffic is backed up between Highway 270 and 162. Looks like we've got some really heavy traffic now on westbound Highway 40. It's from about Boyle out through McCausland. Southbound 270, slow stretches now between Page down south of Doherty Ferry. On westbound 44, just a little heavy toward Hampton. On eastbound Highway 270, you're now slow from Missouri Bottom through Highway 170. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Anthony's Medical Center. For over 140 years, St. Anthony's Medical Center has been committed to delivering care that's focused on the needs of your family. St. Anthony's Medical Center, caring for generations. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Thursday, August 18th, join us for the Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer on KTRS. Listen for details.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698.
Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show. Fox 2 meteorologist Chris Higgins.
We were running Cardinal broadcast that night, and it got green, and it got dark in a hurry.
Now, there were not storms in the forecast that day. We all saw it happen when it hit Busch Stadium. It was really a turning moment in safety for big stadiums like that.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Zippy Burger on Melville Avenue in the Del Mar Loop is serving up the best old-school griddle burgers, french fries, and cheese fries in St. Louis. Good as always.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Frigidaire Professional series, all at huge savings. These Frigidaire Professional appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them, and on top of that, receive a cash rebate of up to $500 on select Frigidaire Professional appliance packages. Check out the look of this professional line at any of our six showrooms and online at the Appliance Discounters.com.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.